I wrote my question down. It might be it's short, but it might be a little thinky, so just throw me a bone on that. I'd love to understand better the relationship between awareness and attention, more specifically, my current wonders of the movement and focusing of attention. I love localizing and focusing attention on a fun project I'm working on. I also love turning away from the content of my experience and really feeling the peace that I am, as we did with Gear just moments ago. My question is, as I said, it's a little thinky, a little curiosity. What is deciding and or doing this turning away? Is it the finite mind, awareness, other, a mixture?
What is doing this turning away of the attention, this return to. Sorry, what was your name?
Austin.
Austin. Austin, in order to understand this, we have to understand the meaning of the word attention. Many of you have heard me explain this, so my apologies, but it's helpful. The answer is in the understanding of the etymology of the word attention. It comes from two Latin words, a, meaning to or towards, and tendere, meaning to stretch. So attention means a stretching towards. And this is, in fact, our experience. If we want to pay attention, we stretch our awareness towards that thing. Pay attention to the airplane. You don't stretch your attention to the sensation at the soles of your feet. You stretch your attention from where you are, from where your awareness is. You stretch your attention to the sound. So attention is always a stretching. So imagine a rubber band that in its natural condition is unstretched. That's awareness in its natural condition. It's a state of equilibrium, a state of peace, a state of unstretched, no attention, awareness abiding in itself. But then you want to pay attention to the sound. So your awareness, you stretch yourself towards the sound. You stretch your knowing, your faculty of knowing, because you're made of knowing. You stretch yourself towards the sound. So now the rubber band is stretched. It's not in its natural state of equilibrium. It's in a state of tension. It's stretched. So self-inquiry is when the way I sometimes describe it is tracing your way back to your true nature. But imagine what happens when your attention releases the object. You stop paying it. You've stretched. You've got to visualize attention like a rubber band. You stretch it towards the sound. But then you stop paying attention to the sound. You let go of the sound. What happens to attention? What happens to the rubber band?
Comes back.
It just goes back. It's pulled back to its natural state of equilibrium. So although I sometimes refer to self-inquiry as something that we as a person do, that's something that King Lear does, that's not really true. That's a concession to the self that we think we are. It is just attention going back to its natural state. It is awareness that draws its knowing back to itself, back to its, because attention is a state of dis-ease. It's a state of tension. So when you let go of the object, nobody does. When you let go of it, if you stretch a rubber band, you don't have to push. When you let go of one end, you don't have to push the rubber band back to its natural state of equilibrium. You just let go, and it goes back there naturally. So self-inquiry is, in fact, just awareness coming back to itself. Nobody does it. It's just awareness ceasing to be in a state of tension, seeking to be in a state of attention. The state of attention is a state of tension. When awareness lets go of its object, it just goes back naturally, effortlessly to itself. But when we describe that from the point of view of the separate self, as a concession to the separate self, we say to the separate self, trace your way back to your true nature. That is, that statement is predicated on the belief that there is a separate self, that can trace its way back. Okay, as a concession to that separate self, trace your way back to. But that's not really what happens. It's just that awareness stretches itself towards the object, and then it lets the object go. And this return to itself is just natural. It's effortless. It goes back to itself. But from the point of view of the separate self, that effortless return to itself feels like an effort.
Is that similar to turning away from the content?
Or not? Turning away from the content is letting go of the...
We're not actively driving. We're just kind of letting the car go back in.
Yes, turning away from the content is just a phrase that's said in reference to the turning towards attention, stretching to or towards. You stretch towards the object and you turn away from the object. But it's not really a turning away. It's a sinking back. It's a much better... sometimes in the early... I struggled with this for years. In the early descriptions of self-inquiry in some books, self-inquiry is referred to as a turning around of the attention. It's not a turning around. It's a... Ramana's phrase is better. It's a sinking. He called it the sinking of the mind into the heart. The heart is awareness, and the mind is the activity of attention. It's just the relaxing of attention back to its source. It's what happens when you let go of the rubber band. It just relaxes back into its natural state. That's self-inquiry, just this relaxing of the attention. So these early phrases, the turning around of attention, they're legitimate. No statement is completely accurate, but it's much more accurate to speak in terms of relaxing the attention. Sinking the attention, flow down and down and down. This feeling of sinking, of going backwards. You don't go forwards.
Thank you.